Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday to Can I Play Us Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Can I Play Us Play?
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Your boy Pretty Tone up in the building. Once again, you know, live 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Can I Play Your Play? And as usual, matter of fact, hold on, let me make sure. Yeah, there you go. My man K Dizzle scooted down in the back, scoping it out, making sure the radar ain't picking us up. Ain't nobody trying to jack us for these Dana Danes. K Dizzle, what's good?
Nothing, boy. You know I'm paranoid. I'm paranoid. So, you know, I'm looking at everything, everybody, and I got brand new flea collars.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You know, glad to have you. I always make sure, if I don't do it, I always attempt to make, to ensure that I thank everybody who takes the time out of their day on Sunday to check in with us and listen to us, and all the people who go to the archives and check us out. I'm humbled. That's why we make sure we have something worthwhile to at least, you know, just put a bug in y'all ear. This week's show is called Soul Survivor. You know what I mean? I spelled it both ways, to ensure that, you know, my brothers know I'm referring to the soul brothers. But I'm also, you know, referring to everybody who's been through some things, been through the ups and downs of life, and we've lost a lot. As human beings, we've lost a lot of those that we've loved to these streets, to incarceration. We've also lost loved ones to just plain ignorance at times. And today's show is all about that. And a lot of time we have survivor's guilt, you know. But before I go any further, I want to make sure, you know, do a little public service announcement to my Chocolate City residents out there along with me. I want y'all to know, man, that HIV and AIDS is real. Please ensure that you're doing what you need to do to protect yourself. The most rapid rate of infection right now is amongst African Americans. We're not doing enough to protect ourselves, and that's kind of what triggered today's show when I heard the statistics and I got back to thinking about my loved ones that I've lost along the way. And, you know, especially in the black community, there's this stigma. We don't talk about it. It ain't happening. It is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Wrap it up or shut it down. Your life is more than a nut.
Are you telling them to keep their mail in their mailbox?
Yes, sir. Keep your mail in your mailbox if you don't have the proper tools to open it up with. You can't just be all willy-nilly ripping the mail apart because you ain't going to be able to study the contents. Subliminal messages being thrown out there. We are the highest rate of infection right now, even beyond the shores of the United States. The shores of Africa possesses the highest rates of infection amongst any race. And I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists. I'm just putting out the reality of what's going on in our world. Wrap it up or shut it down.
Man, you could say they trying to get y'all. I said, I ain't scared. They trying to get y'all.
Well, then
I said, I ain't scared.
You know, and that was a public service announcement for today. You know what I mean? Get checked. If you win something with somebody, get them checked too. I want to make sure I do my little roll call for all the friends that I've lost along the way, not only to HIV, but to the streets, to gangbanging, to hustling, to incarceration, to just life itself. My little brother Damien, rest in peace.
We still want to know why is the largest infection rate in Africa? We still want to know that.
I could say it's a cultural thing. It's most assuredly a cultural thing and superstitions that have been long ingrained, not only in Africa, but just in black culture, period. Whereas, you know, birth control and protection and stuff has never really been, is looked upon rather suspect.
I just wanted to make sure that you didn't feel like it was a conspiracy. That was all. I was just trying to be clear.
I know that you keep hinting at it, KB, and I'm tiptoeing around it to say I do not think it's a conspiracy, KB.
Just trying to be show, just listening.
You know what I mean? I'm not putting it out there like that. Do I think that enough has not been done in the black community to curtail the spread of AIDS, HIV, and AIDS? Yes, I will step on that grenade. But I think a lot of that comes back to what you're always talking about. Don't wait on nobody else. We need to start stepping it up for ourselves to protect ourselves, our heritage, our future, our legacies, which is something that I don't think is spoke about enough in society, period, but especially since I'm repping for my brothers and sisters right now, we don't speak of that enough. The legacy that we're going to leave behind and the legacy of crack cocaine and AIDS has ravaged our communities, and I don't think enough is being said about it.
No, it isn't, because a lot of us are still afraid of educating ourselves. You know, I don't know. They act like knowledge is a curse or something. Because if the more you educate yourself and pay attention to what's going around you, I think you would want to know some answers to some of these questions, man. But hey, we gonna keep alive and we gonna keep practicing each one teach one.
Got to start somewhere, and sometimes a lone voice in the wind can be the beginning of a revolution. And so, once again, that's what Kind of Player Play is all about. We come on here, and we try to ensure that whatever programming we bring to you is something to learn something from. Even when we act in ghetto on here, there's still a method to the madness, because we want to put a certain awareness of what's going on around us out there. That's what the whole playerology movement is about. It's the constant growth, constant gaining of wisdom and knowledge, not only to understand ourselves, but to understand that which is around us, to understand that which we're participating. That's what playerology is about. And when you hear we holler out, player, step your game up, it's not just a little colorful stain to be like, oh, well, you know, it's all about being a player. No. Player step in the game of means you got to step it up in the game of life also. Because then when you step it up in the game of life, everything else will fall in place. That's what player is about.
And just to the contrary, because if you don't step it up in the game of life, hey, it's just going to be just the opposite.
Yes, sir. And it starts with a thought process. It starts with a conversation. It starts with, you know, just even the concept, going back to the concept of the show, going back to the concept of the books. It was all about a thought, a conversation that manifested itself. So step your game up out there, players.
Don't leave out the playettes.
Absolutely, and the playettes. In the book Playology, I said, you don't need a string of children if you don't want children. All of this ties into what we're saying. If you wrap it up, you reduce the risk of contracting HIV or AIDS. If you wrap it up, you reduce the risk of having children that you really don't want. And, of course, if you wrap it up, you reduce the risk of child support coming and taking 66% of your income or locking your ass up. Anyway, y'all know the call-in number, 646-929-2870. You want to participate in the conversation, press the number 1. We're glad to have you, even if you're not with us. We're glad to see you checking us out in the archives. You know how we're doing here. Mr. K. Dizzle, don't you bless the people with some real movement funk or whatever you're pleasing.
Bless I don't know.
Some music.
I think we're going to come in with something like this called 10 Steps, y'all. I think that sounds appropriate for right about now. If it's going to play for us today. I said go. I said go. And it ain't going.
Well, then we just going to keep talking. We're having some technical difficulties, but nonetheless, we keep it moving because we keep it fun.
Huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So this is not Malcolm X. Fidel Castro. You know, Idi Amin. Really. Those that get there and don't take nothing from no one. You know why? I stay 10 steps ahead of the rest. I get the job done and I do it the best. And I got just what you need. Now all you got to do is follow me. But I'm moving in the fast lane at 100 miles an hour. And in a way you can catch me. Not even if I slow down.
www.worldmovement.com, you know, flagship operation. We're coming through, sending mad shout outs to everybody out there tuning in, checking us out. Anybody that's in the chat room, We're glad you're here. And everybody that's going to jump in the archives, we're still glad you're coming through to check us out. Today's show is called Soul Survivor. You know what I mean? We are at a very critical juncture in the existence of my brothers and sisters, and a lot of us don't realize it because we're too blinded by all the things that have been set in our way to distract us, all the things that have been put in our path so that we can't see the forest for the trees. But we got to open our eyes up to the truth of what's going on around us. Too many of us are growing up with our fathers. Too many of us are growing up with our mothers. Too many children are having children, and there is no guidance going on in our community. That is why they did a research the other day of some L.A. gangsters that are incarcerated and such, or on their way to incarceration. And then the researchers were so shocked to find out that all these young men had a fatalistic view about life. When they ask them, why don't you use protection? You know the risk of HIV and AIDS is pretty high. And the response that they got from 82% of these young men was, I'm not going to live that long anyway. That almost brought tears to my eyes. I guess because I suppose I know, because there was a time in my life where I didn't think I was going to live to see 25. I didn't think I was going to live to see 21. So I was driven by anger and ignorance, and as such, I made a lot of mistakes, which is something that we all do. But my brothers and my sisters, please, if you listen to me at any point, since tomorrow is not promised to any one of us, understand that your life matters. If it doesn't matter to you, you should make your life matter for the babies that we're all sitting up and having and leaving them behind to sort through the bullshit. Going back to the book, Player Step Your Game Up, going back to the book, Playerology, one of my favorite things that I love to quote is, if you don't have children by hood rats, you're not going to deal with the drama of dealing with a hood rat. And that's just some real talk, as real as I can give it to you. And that's some serious stuff. Once again, even in the book Playology, I also wrote, I said, if you think you're a player and you want to be a player, you have got to understand that there are rules to the game, and the more you expose yourself, it's the more you open yourself up to sexually transmitted diseases, the more you open yourself up to multiple pregnancies, and the more you open yourself up to multiple child support cases. I bet you ain't never read that in no book about being a player, have you? You're too busy caught up in a fantasy. The reality of our lives is that every action we take has a consequence.
Yep, every action has a reaction.
Now, going back to what I said about research that was done, that seriously moved me. And that's when my survivor's guilt has kicked in. Because earlier I was going to do my little roll call of all my people that I've lost, not only to HIV, but to the streets and to life itself. And I want to make sure I give them a quick shout out. My little brother Damien, my cousin Mark, my homeboy Wimpy, my homeboy Donald, my folks Clinton, Omar, Sammy, Samuel Barrett, Sophia, all my folks that I've lost. I may not talk about you a lot, but I carry you in my heart. And it's in moments like when I heard this research that my survivor's guilt kicked in. But unlike a lot of us who try to drown it in sorrow and in bottles and blunts, I've chosen to try to make my life matter, which has become the motto for the whole Playerology movement. Make your life matter. Too many of us don't think that our lives matter. And because I'm long gone from the game, sometimes I forget a lot of things because of time and age and just life itself. But as I was sitting reading up on this research, it took me smack dab back to when I was 18, 19 years old. And I remember none of us thought we were going to make it. None of us thought we were going to see 25. None of us gave a damn about seeing 25. But in those conversations, as I was a child, what we forgot was we were out laying up with women and girls and having children. And when we check out on them for whatever reason, we leave this child blown in the wind so another generation of rootless, rudderless children come along. I implore everybody to check themselves. I implore everybody, and when I say check yourself, I mean get checked on your HIV status. I implore you, if you got two strikes, when you get out, don't get the third, because they're just going to hand you out a capital L like it's candy. Michael Jackson said it best in his song, "All I really want to say is they don't really care about us." You got to care about yourself, dog. And I'll say that again. If they don't care about us, we got to care for ourselves. I'm not saying we got to have no kumbaya moment. I'm not got to saying that if we used to be gangbanging enemies, suddenly we're going to hug and kiss each other. But nah, let's start caring about ourselves individually. Now, I may not like you because of whatever hood you came from or whatever color you wear. But if I start caring about myself, you ain't even going to matter to me no more, because I'm too busy doing me, and I hope you go and do the same. I don't live in no fantasy world where I think suddenly Bloods and Crips going to become friends, or whatever gang you from, Vice Lord and Gangster Disciples. All that is fantasy, but I do live in the realistic world that if each one of us can start caring about ourselves, if each one of us can start making our life matter for ourselves and making our life matter for our children or for our mamas, so our mamas can stop crying and our daddies can stop hurting and stop believing this bullshit that since my daddy wasn't shit, I ain't gonna be shit. Now, if my daddy wasn't shit, I'm gonna become stinky shit.
That's even more reason to elevate yourself from the situation so you don't follow suit.
And I'm having one of these real moments of clarity right now, my people. And I'm trying to ensure that I share it with you. I'm trying to lay this voice down in the archives so that this moment can matter to somebody. Because sometimes all we need is to hear an encouraging word that says, okay, let's keep it moving. Okay, a lot of times they that don't care about us want us to feel as though, yeah, you done made mistakes, you don't matter no more. You can't give them that, whoever they is. A lot of people be like the white man and all that. Nah, sometimes you go way beyond the white man. Sometimes your own flesh and blood. Sometimes it's the person you engage in a relationship with. Sometimes it's the people around us. Yo, man, you know who and what we are. Ain't nothing for us. Yes, there is something for you, but it ain't going to come knocking. You got to go knocking for it. And you're going to get kicked in the nuts a few times, and you're going to get socked in the face a few times. You're going to get kicked in the guts a few times, but that's when you man the fuck up. Real shit. And I hope this message gets to whoever it's meant for. Maybe hell, it's meant for me. Anything you want in this life don't never come easy, man.
Not anything worthwhile anyway.
And along the way, you're going to lose some friends. Along the way, some family members you're going to have to cut off. Along the way, there's certain people who started the journey with you, but they ain't growing like you, so you got to leave them behind too. Because at the end of the day, each man, woman, or child is only held accountable for their own soul. So even though I may have loved you, and even though I may still love you to this day, if we're not on the same level no more, I can't relate to you, especially if I've handed my hand out to you and said, come on, let me show you some things, and you didn't want to take it.
That's
you can't
why.
Not me.
I was finna do a shameless plug. www.worldmovement.com. Come get your flea collars that glow in the dark. If people aren't reciprocating or bringing something to the table and draining your energy, sucking your life blood, get your flea collars here. Guaranteed to get rid of them. 90 days guarantee. No money back.
It is what it is in this world. Not what it was. What it was is yesterday. What it is where we're at in this very moment.
Well, what's powerful, man, is the fact that what you said earlier, people have to educate themselves, start looking at themselves, fix themselves. And you know, and I think a lot of people, even in the hood, the lower income neighborhoods where they did have a lot of gang activity, I guess they're starting to realize now that they're not the real gang. They just a gang within the neighborhood, but they're not the real gang. The real gang is the one who could drive through the hood and shoot everybody, lock everybody up, and there's nothing to be done about it. I think that's the true gang, and I think everybody's starting to really see that now. And if you look at the news, you look at a lot of cities, police crimes, police killing people like it's nothing. Nothing ever happens to that. Nothing happens about that. Now it's becoming just par for the course. No big deal. We're getting so callous with that when we see it on the news, oh, the police just killed somebody else. No guns found, no weapons found. But nothing ever happens, you know.
My man just hit it on the head with what he just said. We've become too numb to these realities, so now it just rolls in the left ear and rolls out the right. Oh, well, it wasn't me.
Yeah, that
suppose
wasn't
it was
me
your
attitude.
Brother. Suppose it was your sister. Suppose it was your loved one. Then it would matter. We're living in very tough times. And it kind of encourages me, myself, and I mold. But at the same time, if I'm eating and the neighbor ain't, there's a very good chance that at some point he's going to snap and come get me.
Oh, he's going to come in your house at some point. He's going to come in your house at some point, or in your yard, or in your something.
And that's what we're talking about, soul survivors. For all of those that we've lost today, it's a very sobering moment. Just to give them a quick shout out. You get one crack at this. You get one crack at this moment. Do the best you can to ensure that this moment is not wasted. A lot of us are too caught up on next man or next woman or the next thing or keeping up with the Joneses or trying to keep up with music videos. So we step into arenas that we ain't got no business with because we're ill-prepared. I'm a video game baby, but I think video games and movies have had a significant impact on the lives of young people. Everybody think they're in a movie now. Everybody think they're in a video game. Squeeze a little remote trigger, oh, it's just a figure on a TV screen. Another thing that triggered this program today was I was watching a program with a videotape from a gas station of a young man coming out. And on his way out of the gas station, he saw three or four other young men and he decided to throw his gang signs and they threw it back. Then he decided to raise his shirt up with his one pistol. They pulled out 4 or 5 and laid his ass out. He thought he was in a movie. Because any well-thinking person that sees 3 or 4 or 5 other rival gang members standing across from him would have just kept it moving. You know, yeah, you can throw your hood high and keep it moving, but then lifting up your shirt to reveal your weapon is an open invitation, like, okay, now we need to light your ass up. And this was all on the videotape from the gas station. And it was like a damn movie, man. Now that young man is gone. Now these 4 or 5 young men are also gone because they were on videotape. Life is not a video game, man. Life is not a video feed. Life is not a YouTube video. You gotta stop taking all this for granted. Your boy Pretty Tony, I'm a life activist. I'm a life advocate. I'm a child advocate. I'm an advocate of change and growth and making each one of us feel a little bit better about ourselves. Because a lot of this comes back to the fact that we're not happy with ourselves. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. A little bit of narcissism is not a bad thing. Become a little bit more concerned with yourself. What's going on around here? How is this situation benefiting me? Even parasites, when they form a parasitic relationship, the best relationships are symbiotic relationships that are mutually beneficial to each other. Because if one thing is sucking the life out of the next, one of us going to die. These streets ain't never gave us nothing, and anything it ever gave us was momentary. Sit down and do the research. Sit down and look around you. If 8 of y'all started off in this game, hustling, gang-banging, whatever it is, how many of y'all are left right now? And the ones that are left behind, how much farther have you gotten from 8 years ago? Just putting a bug in your ear. Just trying to reach out a little bit and share some of my thoughts that keep me going each day with you, and hopefully it'll touch somebody else's soul, because that is the mandate that the universe has given to me. It saw fit to bless me so that I'm still standing after all that I've been through and all that I've seen and all that I know, and I've made up my mind to make my life matter. And it's not an easy task. Sometimes it takes all the damn fun out of life, to be quite frank with you. Once you start seeing things clearly, once you clear the cobweb out and you're like, okay, okay. Sometimes it gets downright boring. Sometimes it gets downright lonely. But can you live with the person that you've seen in the mirror? Because that's all that matters at the end of the day. Because I can't feel your pain and you can't feel mine.
I think a lot of people have forgot who they truly are, Tony. I think they just responding to their survival instincts and just trying to maintain from day to day. But they've lost touch with their core self, their core being.
That happens to everybody at some point.
They're just like a branch in the wind. They just blowing.
We all get derailed a little bit. We all get distracted a little bit. But it's coming back to yourself once again. It's coming back to you. What am I doing? how am I going to make it through? Because those around me can't benefit from my presence if I ain't shit. What is my little girl or little boy looking at when they see me? What kind of legacy am I going to leave them with? What can be said about their father or their mother when all is said and done? We all got different tasks. We all have different things we need to evaluate about ourselves. Next man can't do it for you. Next man's opinion should be of a minimal influence to you, but if it's somebody that is worthy, if it's somebody who's worth their weight, then you can listen to what they have to say and take it into consideration, because they might be providing you a vital tool that's missing while you're feeling lost. So you can't dismiss everybody. You can't disregard everybody. But the problem is too many of us are listening to the wrong people. Too many of us hold the wrong people's opinion in high regard. Soul survivor, once again.
Seems like you still need to be vested with a certain amount of common sense just to even evaluate that. Who to listen to versus who not to listen to.
Open up the brain process. Today I'm letting y'all into the mind of Pretty Tony a little bit. I'm just sharing a small piece of my very soul with y'all. 646-929-2870, the call-in numbers. Anybody in the chat room, what's good? Glad to have you. We're just rolling today, man. Can a player play? Like I said, I'm letting you into the mind of Pretty Tony just a little bit, giving you little bitty drops of my daily thoughts, the things I used to keep myself going, the things I used to motivate myself, because we all need a little bit of motivation at times. Don't be too distracted. Don't allow anybody to tear too much of your armor off, because without your armor, you're vulnerable. And sometimes we allow the wrong people's words to take set root in our souls, and it sits and eats us like a virus. And the only thing, shout out to Player Steph again, the only thing your boy Pretty Tony needs that's negative in his life is an HIV test. That's the only thing negative I need in my life. Anyway, K-Dizzle, once again, let's have a quick little musical interlude for the folks. Bless them with something. You know how we do on here, man. We're trying to spread a little bit of knowledge and love. Make your life matter. Real talk.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
My mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rust get old. My mama once said, live your life, live your life.
It's your boy Lo Diggs, man. Shot-town's best.
You know who it be, it's your boy Gorilla B-R-A-C-K. Compton's finest, hook it up with Shoutown. Back to the westbound, you know.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. When alone, that's what my cousin said to me. Right before we hit the traffic, push the G. Now we pushed away in Texas, pushed away in Georgia, pushed away in now, we pushed away in Florida. Worked my way through the whole East Coast and back round to Chi-Town. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican. So I get someone in a million. Push weight, watch I drive like amphibian. Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle, you hustle, ganja. We hustle, flex, hustle, muscle. So when they gun go pop, these people stop. And everybody look around, screaming, mama. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Always had dreams of M16, couple of Supremes, a bunch of niche bees and shit. Tahoe's and 24's, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my P.O. in the D.A. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up the D.A. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you a stick, you moonwalk like Michael Jackson and beat it. Then they gave me back my freedom, they done set my ass free. I'm on some rap, backhand up a bitch like Sugar Free. When I'm breezing through the streets, I keep a gun, long as Compton Boulevard. If there's problems, yo, I promise it's gon' bark. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams, hand grenades and ass stitches just handed down to your teens.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Welcome back to the show, y'all. Glad to have you with us as we're rolling along. Kind of play a play. Coming to you live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yours truly, your boy Pretty Tone, along with Mr. Kate Dislick, Squire, the Elixir of Love. Phantom in the back seat, always squatted down, the laser beam and the scope phone. But they're definitely out to get us. Ain't that right, KD?
Boy, they out to get us. They out to get us. They out to get us. Matter of fact, the ones they sent it at us look just like us.
Say that again, KD. That might have gone over some people's heads. Say that again, brother.
I said the ones that they sent it at us look just like us. Ain't that something?
There you go. There you go. And they see that goes right back to the heart. It's a lot of people don't, you know, I'm finna put y'all up on game, because a lot of people, when we talk about they and them folks and stuff, the first thing flashes your head is another race. I just want to put this tidbit of knowledge out here. A great deal of Africans that were put into slavery were done so by their own kind, were done so by people of the same skin color. A tribe would conquer another tribe and get rid of all the men and the women they don't want and the kids they don't want. So we've been shooting ourselves in the foot for a very, very
Yeah, but hey, guess what? I bet they felt real stupid when they turned right back around and came and got them too.
There may be a measure of truth to that, my dear brother. There may be a measure of truth to that. 646-929-2870 is the calling number. Hit the number one if you just like the sound of our voices. That's cool too. In the chat room, what's good? I see you. Glad to have you with us. All my folks on Twitter, Facebook, you know, you can always catch your boy on Twitter, Selassie, at Selassie I Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. I'll at your boy on Twitter. We're rolling right along. We're talking about soul survivors, man. We're talking about making our life matter. We're talking about taking ourselves away from a sometimes fatalistic view of life. Now, one of the things, another thing about this whole playerology movement is I like to tell you about both sides of the sword, because everything in life is a double-edged sword. And a lot of times when you hear people spreading positive words, you might think, oh, man, they got something positive to say, but life is just good for them. They don't know what I'm going through. The brother talking to you right now is dealing with the everyday struggles of life. I ain't living in no house on the hill. I don't have no Beamer or no Bentley. I'm just a regular young man chasing his dreams and trying to lay a better foundation for my future. I'm just a regular young man who has made up his mind that I've seen enough of the negativity. It's time for me to start helping the positive light to flow. So ain't nobody around here bawling, but I've made up my mind to make my life matter, as should you, for your own personal reasons, more than anything else, just for yourself, so that you can shake that feeling, so that you can shake that feeling off like your life don't matter, so that you can shake that feeling off like none of this don't make no difference. So you can shake that feeling off that it don't matter if I wake up tomorrow or 5 minutes from now. I've had those thoughts too. But I'm still standing and I'm still here. And I'm still using my life as a testament and a testimony to what can happen when you start making some changes. Change your mind, change your life. There you go. Inside the mind of the madness, and there's a whole lot of madness going on in this head. But I still show up to do my part. That's why I ensure that this little show has something meaningful to offer. If you ever hear a rerun of this show, it's for one or two reasons. A, due to circumstances beyond our control, we can't do a show. B, there just ain't nothing to bring to you. I'm not going to come on here just to have a show. And I'm not knocking any of the other shows on Blog Talk, but I have been on shows where they just really ain't got nothing to say, but they just on the air just because they can. What you doing, little mama? Nah, you know, we just over here chilling. On this show, there has to be some meaning to what is being discussed. Sometimes not even for the listening public, just for the hell, just for the two brothers that's on here. This is therapy. But I'm going to close the door on y'all right now. I think I done let y'all got a little bit further in my mind than I wanted it to be. And there's too many characters already up here. I can't let no more y'all up in here. But your boy Pretty Tone got mad love for you. K-Fizzle, I hear you grunting and chuckling. What's up?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know if all our listeners, man, could deal with getting too much up in your head.
That's just a small window into my soul that the universal entity that created me said I should share. So I decided to share just a little bit today of exactly what I'll be thinking about in hopes that it has somebody else turn their own flashlight on up in the darkness that engulfs our mind at times. Because the darkness creeps in and it just muddles your thought and it confuses what you feel and how you think about existence. You got sometimes you need a flashlight to go, oh, okay, I see where that cockroach is trying to crawl up in my mind. That's what's going on. Get your ass out of here. Put your hater shades on. They're all around you.
That is the truth.
So if somebody ain't trying to build you up, they definitely trying to tear you down. And if they're not doing neither of the above and they're just standing there, that's fine. It's cool just to have some people around you that's just there. But the question becomes, why are they there? You got to serve some kind of purpose. If there ain't no purpose to you, what you around me for? Why am I around you if I don't serve a purpose in your world? You know what? I'm giving y'all way too much game today. But it's cool. Do me a favor, though. Support the movement. Go out and get a copy of your boys' books. Show your boy some love. Help spread the knowledge. Tell a friend to check us out. And if you don't need the book, buy a copy for one of your homeboys or homegirls that need a copy of the book. Because, ladies, in the new revised version of Playology, I made sure I put a chapter in there for y'all. Because all y'all, oh, Tony, you didn't write that for the ladies. Playology got a whole chapter dedicated just to the ladies. Support the movement. You know how we do. We're still here hustling, still here grinding, still here trying to spread a little bit of knowledge, provoke a little thought, you know. But it's three, man. We got 7 minutes to go in the show.
I think we need to hit them off with a little of this old school gospel today, Sunday. Let's put a little praise, Master.
Drop
G.
That gospel on them, brother.
You know, it's just praise, Master G, y'all. Some of this old school gospel. Let us know if y'all feel this one.
Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear it. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm gonna put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a drink. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Huh? Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hands to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at you. I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out. Deep game. This here's Z. Huh? Some of y'all ain't saw nothing but your study trying to reach him. But unto him who is able to possess your fathers by his glory. Struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is since it was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can.
Say, why you? But your shirt say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? Huh? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. Huh? One minute you tell her how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you're backsliding so fast, I'm like you're moonwalking. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Huh? Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. Huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's the fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, because the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're going to be on top. Choir, sing the hook line one more again. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can.
Every Sunday, the channel players play, hosted by my man K Diddy and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Channel player play.
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac.
What up, nephew? It's your Uncle Snoop Dogg, man. We gotta put this Uncle Snoop's army together, man. Cause you know me, I'm an opportunist, man. I love giving opportunity, you dig it? So what I'ma do, I'ma kick it off like I know Al. And then we gon' let them come in and do what they do. Cause I gotta let you know how it is, man.
Free clapping the horn notes, Patron floats and Hennessy getting ordered up. You order cups while a bottle's headed for the gut. We skunked up and funked up, the speakers jumping, people pumping fists, saying bartender keep them coming. A decent woman got a vertebrae percolating, working the dance floor and every movement you're quaking. The perk blazing with heads nodding and bobbing, reds watching the bottles and dropping it to the bottom. Not stopping the rocking beat, knocking from the head hunting something for cutting and doing bad something. Yeah, we just trying to have a good time with good vibes, high wanting a good rhyme. You should climb up and VIP so you can cruise to the pool just to be like me. Fame.
Who said they don't fuck with us?
Don't fuck with us.
Who said they don't fuck with us? Who said they don't fuck with us?
Don't fuck with us.
Who said they don't fuck with us?
Yeah, we taking over the stage. That's a roll in the blaze and the bone to the face. Stone to the bone and the bone on the maze. With the song going strong and the flows in the grave. Blunt hind testify with summers and clock. Drunk drumming and strumming gives a wonderful spark. And everybody is feeling us, they on the same page. Plain.
Wow, the time just jumped away, but you've been listening to Kind of Play a Place. Your boy K Dizzle, Elixir of Love. Come back and join us next week on Kind of Play a Play with myself and Pretty Tony. Brought to you by worldmovement.com. Check us out. That's worldmovement.com. Come get your books, music, complete entertainment. We got it. Worldmovement.com.
Can I kiss your body?